This is Twit.
XAEA 12. Can't really be the name of the kid. Elon Musk and Grimes have had a baby. They had a son on Monday. Elon tweeted out that strange name. Joe Rogan asked him on Thursday, how do you say the name? Musk says the name's pretty much pronounced X-Ash-A-12. A-E, some speculated, was actually Ash. It's a elided A and E. Some languages have, and it's often pronounced Ash. Musk said, first of all, Grimes is the one that mostly came up with the name. It's just X, the letter X. Grimes, in her tweet, said, it's the unknown. X. A-E is pronounced Ash, so obviously the kid's name is Ash, right? You're going to, just the rest of it is extra. And then A-12, Elon said, is my contribution. The A-12 stands for the Archangel 12, the precursor to the SR-71, the Blackbird, which was this Phantom spy plane, right? The coolest plane ever, Elon said. If you want to hear Musk say it, he says it 37 seconds into Joe's show. Elon did not toke up on the show, though, I think, right? Not this time. Holy cow.
Learned his lesson.
Good. Anyway, thank you, Elon, for giving us something to talk about. That's Twit for the week. Thank you, everybody. Goodbye. No. I'm sometimes tempted. Actually, Elon's in a battle with the county of Alameda. He's actually suing them. He has been very vocal about COVID-19 being, I don't know if he thinks it's a hoax. He doesn't quite go that far. But he really wants his factory, the Tesla factory in Alameda, in Fremont, to be open. The county shut it down. He kept it open after the shelter-in-place orders. And the county said, no, you're not essential. Shut it down. He now seeks injunctive and declaratory relief against the county. He wants to bring back about 30% of the workers to get them working on cars. I doubt Elon's selling a lot of cars, but he does need to get production up for a variety of reasons, including the fact that he gets a bonus if he can get production up.
You know, I've been in the factory, and there are a lot of robots in that factory. In fact, I was there during full production, and there were relatively few people in the factory, you know, compared to a traditional auto factory. So as much as I fully believe in waiting as long as necessary to make sure our health comes before our economy, I actually wonder whether he could open it and still maintain a lot of distance because of the robots.
It's funny you had that reaction because I expected more robots when I toured the factory. When I went down to pick up my Model X, I toured the factory. They have giant German robots that do very strange things. For instance, at one point, two of them pick up the half-assembled car and flip it over and raise it up to put it on a second raised assembly line so the workers can work on the underneath the chassis. But honestly, there's still people doing most of the assembly.
Yeah.
It's not like for instance, the Lexus plant, which is almost entirely robotic. There are cars that are made entirely robotically, but there are still a lot of assembly line workers, and that's a dangerous job, especially in the any time.
By the way, he's
10,000 people work in that factory.
And he also is threatening, or he said he's going to move his headquarters out of Palo Alto, out of California. So the mayor of Palo Alto is now doing whatever he can to convince Elon to stay in Palo Alto.
People should just say, fine, Elon, go.